Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week with truth, justice, and enlightenment about the American way, which, by the way, is under attack, under assault, and we're being told consistently that being patriotic is being un-American and not wanting open borders, repudiation of our American heritage. And this is absolute nonsense. It just isn't true. Nothing about things like that are true. And there's not one thing in the world wrong with protecting American sovereignty and not willing to give up our sovereignty to anybody else. And just as the Italians walked out of the United Nations today in protest saying, it's none of the UN's business what Italians do about who they claim to be citizens or not, it's exactly the same thing for the United States of America. It's none of their damn business. Do you agree, Richard?
Well, I think you and I have maybe talked about it in the past. I think there's certain aspects of the UN that might still be good, but for me, the majority of it just is absolutely useless. It's a waste of money. And that's, don't we pay like 200 and some odd million dollars to the UN, and they want to tell us what to do with our illegal immigrant population? Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, it's not something that we are going to accept. You know, there are people that are very critical of Trump nominating Heather Nauert to take the place of Nikki Haley, saying she has absolutely no experience. I think what it really says.
What did Nikki Haley have that, before she took over? She was a governor?
Well, she was a governor anyway, but no, she didn't either. Samantha Powers. Samantha Powers.
Yeah.
She had none. But what this shows is that Trump doesn't really consider the UN of much value, and it's a place for American spokesperson to speak out. And Heather Nauert is sharp as a tack, and she'll do a good job there. I promise you, she will. And I'll have to say that.
And the fact is, she has the chutzpah to speak up too, just like Nikki Haley did. You know, I don't know if you've ever saw any of the press things that Heather Nauert did with the State Department, but people would ask her questions and she'd put them in their place pretty quick.
Even when she did the news on Fox and Friends, I have to admit, I had a crush on her. Man, for years,
She's a pretty lady. Yeah.
Well, and she's smart, and she's talented, and she's, got a lot going for her. She does.
Yeah.
That she's gotten this position, but that's kind of a peripheral news thing for us now. I think that we're going to have to go straight into the whole thing of the Mueller statement.
Manafort.
Yeah.
Manafort and
Cohen.
Cohen.
And
even
Cohen's,
Flynn, even Flynn too. I think. You know, I don't quite understand what they wanted to get out of Flynn or what happened with that. But you know, no jail time, and FBI people said he never did lie. So I you know, they just dragged that poor bastard through the coals.
Well, we try not to use profanity on national radio. Remember that.
hey, listen, I don't. Maybe he could be, for all I know.
I'll say this. I don't think that there was anything. You know, none of this has anything to do with Russian collusion. None. And when you have an investigation, the very first thing that you do is you follow the money. I mean, you know, this is, anybody knows this, and certainly Robert Mueller should. No money passed hands between Trump and anybody Russian ever that they've discovered, ever. Not 1 cent. Zero. However, $145 million went into the Clinton Foundation from Russian oligarchs. Now, none of that's ever been anything. If you're talking about collusion, if you're talking about the quid pro quo here, what did they want for that $145 million? And if they were trying to do something with Trump, why was there no money? I think that these are important things, and I never hear about them. But I want to say this. The passing off of some of the Cohen things to the district court in the in Manhattan,
New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That has some. I mean, that is has some beef to it here. Trump paid off. I mean, this is his weak spot. That he really didn't do them. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Do you?
Well, you mean about paying them off?
No. About him having sex with them. He says he.
I don't know if he was married at the time, but he.
He wasn't. He was. I think it's fair. I mean, you know, women would say he's a pig in those things. And okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that this is something that he should not have done. It was a foolish thing to do. It is his glaring weakness. That being said, no justification for it. None. That being said, I think it's irrelevant to his job as president. It certainly was not an issue with FDR, with Eisenhower,
Kennedy,
with Johnson, with Clinton. Well, it was with Clinton. I have to take that one back. He got hit pretty hard on it. But, you know, they talked even all this about George Herbert Walker Bush. Well, there were some things in his past too, but
well, what about the what about the little slush fund that Congress has that they paid out? What did I hear? $16 million to people for people in Congress. What's that all about? Now I see Adam Schlepp or whatever his name is.
Schiff.
That there was a 19-year-old boy involved with him somehow. If that's true or not.
Well, I thought it was 10-year-old.
Well, I heard it was older, but well, you know, neither here nor there. You know,
well, as there's
some
a big
of these
difference.
People
19-year-old is a man.
Oh yeah.
It's a 13-year-old. That's pedophilia.
Oh God.
But it doesn't surprise. It wouldn't surprise me either one. But. You know, I don't know about that, and I've tried to find it on the internet. I've seen it on Facebook, but I don't know that it's true.
Yeah, that's hard anymore. As you see these things, and there's so much fake news, it's really tough to decipher what's true and what's not true anymore. I guess you have to go to Snoop's or something like that to figure out if it's true or not.
Well, and even Snoop's isn't what it should be. Regardless, Trump, they're going to use this. They're going to try to use this to knock him out. This is the big deal. They don't have anything on Russian collusion because it doesn't exist. So they're using this. They say, okay. And, Dick, here's the thing. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. He used his own money. And, you know, he had a lawyer do it. I would think that, you know, I would do the same thing if I were he. I would have a lawyer do it. Stay away from it.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, that's what I would do. But I don't know. But I do know that this is what they're going to try to use to take him down. And I agree with you. Here we have a guy who's using his own money and gives, you know, essentially non-disclosure thing and pays these women off. There's been no hint of, well, they didn't want to do it or he forced them or anything like that. Two adults, consensual sexual contact, and he paid them off handsomely.
Wasn't that considered the oldest profession in the world?
Yes. And, yes, I mean, I, you know, yes. And, but I don't see how that impacts his performance as president. I don't see how it is anybody's business. And in times past, it would be nobody's business. And
yeah.
the moral outrage of the left, who want to make pedophilia normal, is amazing to me.
Yeah.
This is horrible. You know, while, you know, they're openly championing Senator Sinema because she's the first openly bisexual. They just didn't that man who turned into a woman just win the governorship in Vermont, the Democrat?
Yeah.
She looks like a linebacker. Isn't that right? Didn't she?
Yeah.
I believe she won, yeah. I mean, and they champion this. Insanity they champion. But just good old straight sex between a man and a woman is somehow a moral offense to the left. And I want to tell you something. If this is true about Schiff, it's going to bring him down.
They'll drum him out.
Because
they'll do to him like they did to Al Franken. And they should.
And
that's true.
Yeah. Yes. And just by the way, I never, ever liked Al Franken. I didn't like him on Saturday Night Live. I thought he was a terrible senator when they had that book, Lion of the Senate, and the picture of that smug Al Franken. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. But he shouldn't have been driven out of office for just being a rear end, essentially, and doing a prank on that woman. I mean, that just, you know, but in these times, there's just some, you know, we're living in a very unusual time where immorality is championed, but if you are, you're punished for it. I mean, it's screwy. The whole thing is screwy, but Trump's got some vulnerability here, and he's going to have to, you know, they're going to try and make this that, you know, that this was use of campaign funds, even though they were his funds. They're going to say, well, it was an in-kind contribution to the campaign, from the campaign, and it wasn't disclosed. And you know, they will do everything they can because why? Because it's all they've got.
Yeah.
There's no Russian collusion. There never was. And, you know, the people that brought it about never thought that there was. They just wanted to take him down, and they were willing to lie about it. And here we get, you know, James Comey, 245 times said, I don't know, I don't recall, I don't remember.
I thought at one point I remember hearing something about a photographic memory. I guess it must have been a Kodak moment and somebody stole the camera, I guess. I don't know.
In the FBI, when they fired Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok, one of the things that they said was that they lacked candor. James Comey lacked candor before Congress. He was measured. He was doing everything that he could to keep from being candid, to keep from being straightforward, to keep from being honest with the truth. And the Republicans have now lost their majority. I mean, it's over in a couple of weeks. And everything in the House is going to change. Now, people in all over America, oh, this is terrible. The Democrats are back in control. They're in control of one half the government. They're not in control of the Senate. They're not in control, which is the other one half of that one third. They're not in control of the executive branch, other than the Department of Justice, which remains a hotbed of Obama people who are part of the resistance. This new attorney general had better be very strong, because Jeff Sessions was a complete joke. He could not have been a worse choice, as it turns out. At the time, I thought it was a great choice. I think we all did. But in hindsight, it was awful. And there are still people that think and believe that Sessions and Trump have some kind of sting operation going where they're going to take down Hillary and all the rest of them. And Sessions, he's someplace in Alabama or on vacation someplace, and he's out completely, and it's this QAnon, and it's nonsense, and it amazes me. But when it comes to buying into conspiracies, conservatives are, some of them are just really out there, whacked out with some of the things that they believe.
Sessions can rerun for his Senate seat in a year and a half now, right?
He could.
Didn't that guy just took over? Huh?
I don't believe he will.
I mean, he's capable of doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were going to say the guy took over what?
Took over his seat, but with that, there was only 2 years left on his 6-year term. sessions, and so
4 years. Four years, and he served two, and there's two more to go.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I thought senators were 6 years.
They are 6 years.
They are.
Sessions
yeah.
had done two. The other guy took over with four left.
I thought Sessions. I thought there was only two left when that guy took over. That there was only two left.
Four left.
I may be wrong. Four.
Well, if there were two left, he would have run this last time. But it's four left.
Sessions? Oh, well, he was still Attorney General. I don't know. Well, whatever. Getting off subject here.
Yes, but I don't see Sessions going back and running again, to be honest with you. I just don't. I don't. I think that he's his days of public life and public service and everything are done and over. And you know, and that's fine. I don't see any reason to, you know, to make it any different than, you know, than that. But I do think that we are in for a dogfight where this is concerned. And by the way, there's something else that I want to bring up. We had, you remember when the Iranian nuclear deal was made and Obama sent four cargo planes full of $100 bills to Iran, $1.7 billion. You remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now.
Supposedly their money. Supposedly.
Well, people don't – let me explain this. In 1979, when the Iranians took the U.S. Embassy in Tehran and seized it, we froze their assets in the United States, and that was the $1.7 billion. And no president has – we got the people back when Reagan became president. And no one gave them back their assets. They've wanted them the whole time. Not even Bill Clinton was willing to do that. Obama did it to get them to sign the deal, which was a bad deal to begin with. And in the middle, and he knew that the public opinion would be so great against it that he did this in the middle of the night, literally in the middle of the night. That those planes
secretly
landed before anybody knew that they had even taken off, and all that money was there, and it was like, well, it's our money anyway. So, I mean, there was nothing we could do about it. It was galling, but it happened. All right, now, they've got all that money, and of course, they said, well, they'll use it for terrorism. All right, now to last week in Israel. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, discovered a web of tunnels, massive tunnels, going from Lebanon into northern Israel, breaking apart to where they would be able to surface in half a dozen different places. And these elaborate tunnels were from Hezbollah, which is the terrorist arm for Iran, were expensive. Where would they get the money to pay for this? Oh, yeah. From those $100 bills. So our good friend, Barack Hussein Obama, 44th president of the United States of America, paid for it. He and that buffoon from your state, John Kerry.
Yeah.
This, if there is anything that is more galling than this. Now, to me, those actions be investigated, and there should be consequences for that kind of subterfuge when you are president and secretary of state, because it is so contrary to the interest of the United States, and by the way, destabilizing to Israel. Now, today, yesterday, the day before, Israel has been, having bulldozers and backhoes and, just collapsing those. These were major things. This wasn't like you crawl through a tunnel like they did in Shawshank Redemption. These are things that were
like
big
El
enough.
El Chapo's tunnel, right?
Yes.
From the prison.
Yes.
They had a rail car in it and everything. a coal car. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, pretty fancy.
And these were, these are miles of tunnels. Miles. So that the goal was to put Hezbollah fighters on motorcycles, have them surface with a motorcycle rider and a person on the back of the motorcycle with automatic weapons to just go through northern Israel into places where people were and just shoot and kill as many of them as possible before they died, so that they could go be with the 72 virgins. That was the whole goal, terrorism, to destabilize. And it paid for by money that came from the United States of America because of Barack Obama and John Kerry. That, to me, is as despicable as it gets. And Obama is a disgrace. And John Kerry is, in my estimation, the biggest in American politics. And he has been a fool. And ever since he lied about the things in Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's going to run for president, and I hope he does. We'll tie this around his neck. By the way, oh, my God, we can't get off the air without talking about this. This is so sweet. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez went into a temple on the last night of Hanukkah last night and announced she has Jewish ancestry. Proudly she has said this. And what I want to know is that 1,032nd, like Pocahontas.
Yeah.
I say,
like,
oh my
Indian
God.
Girl, yeah.
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 She's so stupid, I don't believe she's Jewish. They're usually very smart. And that's a terrible thing to say, but it's true.
Well, 1,000, you could still be stupid and have some Jewish ancestry.
Well, I guess you're right. We're just about out of time. I guess the one thing that I want to say is just how terribly disappointed I was in the last play of the Patriots game. The bad news. Good news is we still got a little bit more to go, and we'll be in the playoffs for sure, but this was a tough one. At any rate, we are absolutely out of time, so let me just say, God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and we're going to keep after this stuff, folks. Bye-bye.